Netflix stock jumped 20% at the open on Wall Street this morning after the company announced a great quarterly result, adding about 3.6 million subscribers, in part thanks to this.
99 out of 100 times kid goes missing, the kid is with a parent or a relative.
What about the other time?
What?
You said 99 out of 100. What about the other time?
Joyce.
The one!
That is a clip from the Netflix series Stranger Things. Great show and part of a set of original content that may be driving the company's good numbers. Let's check in with our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Peter Kafka is senior editor of media for Recode. He joins us from New York. Hi, Peter.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. And tell us more about what Netflix said in its earnings call and why these results were so good.
Well, so Netflix is one of these companies that swings around wildly. Investors go nuts for when it does well, and then they punish it when it does poorly. And so the roller coaster is going up for Netflix. It did better than Wall Street expected. It added about 3.5 million subs. Like you said, it's about 1.5 million more than Netflix had told Wall Street to expect. So Wall Street went bananas for it. And at some point in the next couple of days, some Wall Street will decide that Netflix is now too expensive and the stock will go back down again. But the general thrust of it is that Netflix continues to add subscribers quarter after quarter. There's a big debate about sort of how long that can go on for, but right now it's growing a lot.
And is it about shows like Stranger Things? Do they gain the subscribers when something like that blows up and then people stick with them even after they're done watching that show?
That is what Netflix says. You have to take them on faith because Netflix never reports any numbers about the performance of any individual show. This drives rival TV networks bananas. And they never tell you who sticks around. They never tell you why someone leaves. So you have to do some sort of guessing, and you sort of have to take them on faith that when they say shows like Stranger Things or Narcos are adding subscribers, that that's actually what's happening.
Now, there's Netflix in the United States, but they're also in more than 100 countries around the world. Tell us about their push into international markets and how important that is for their business.
So Netflix used to be a DVD company in the U.S., then it was a streaming video company in the U.S., and the last few years it's made a very big international push. At the beginning of this year, it basically said we're now going to be available in every market around the world except for China. And I think there's about 45 million people in the U.S. who get Netflix and maybe 40 million around the rest of the world. Those are rough numbers. So the what Wall Street's very excited about and what Netflix is telling them is there's tons of growth available everywhere outside the U.S. The U.S. growth is going to sort of slow over time.
And why not China?
That's another good question. Beginning of the year, China's Netflix said it was optimistic about getting into China, even though content companies and internet companies have struggled in China for a long time. And then in recent weeks have been saying, it doesn't look so good. And then yesterday said, actually, China's not going to work at all. We can't get in there. We can't work with government regulators and censors. And so what we're going to do is take the stuff we make and sell it to people who actually do business in China. And that's how we'll be in China. But we're not going to open up there anytime soon.
Now, we played the clip of Stranger Things at the top. There's also Narcos. There's Luke Cage. And then just last week, they debuted this mockumentary film, Mascots, from Christopher Guest. Here's a clip of that.
Mascotting is not unlike a marriage in that it's about cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
It's about listening.
Yeah.
Even if people are screaming at you, you're not allowed to talk. And that's a good lesson for a marriage.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, I watched it last week. It's not as good as Best in Show, I don't think, or Waiting for Guffman, but still, you know, a funny Christopher Guest film. But I want to ask you about how much Netflix is going to be putting into original content. Now, it's up to something like $6 billion is expected.
They're going to spend $6 billion on content, period. That's everything, including the stuff they buy from Disney and other traditional networks like Fox. In the past, they were saying, you know, initially the original content stuff they make for themselves was going to be a test. And recently been saying, actually, this is really going well. It might be up to 50% of the stuff we make going forward. They wavered on that yesterday. A better number is they said this year they're putting about 600 hours of original content out. Next year they'll do 1,000. So they're clearly betting on the idea that they can buy and create and order their own stuff that will do as well or better than the stuff they get from other folks.
Are they
still? They have to do that because some of the networks are saying we're not going to sell to you anymore.
Hmm. Are they still battling against the cable internet providers about bandwidth?
A little bit, although they pretty much seem to have resolved that Comcast, which was sort of their big foe for a long time, they've now buddied up with. They're now they're working with Comcast to put Netflix on the Comcast Advanced set-top box. You can order it directly with a click from a Comcast remote control. So that issue seems to be resolved. The bigger issue is who's going to sell them content and where they're going to get it from. That's sort of a frenemy relationship as they described it yesterday.
And how do you think that this earnings announcement from Netflix plays at Hulu, Amazon Prime, or even cable providers, other content providers?
I think if you're the other guys, you generally say, wow, they seem to have found a big international audience that's still working. We it's not news to them. They know there's a big international audience. The question is whether competitors like an Amazon have the ability, the willpower, the pocketbook to go out and find content that they can sell internationally as well.
That's Peter Kafka, senior editor of media for Recode, talking with us about Netflix. Peter, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.